your number one Degrassi news source.
I love your show.
This is Degrassi Radio.
Happy Monday and welcome to another edition of Degrassi Radio. I'm Kerry Goldsworthy and we have some Degrassi characters to talk about. Actually, some brand new Degrassi characters to talk about. They're coming to Degrassi in 2011. This summer, make sure you stick around. We're going to talk about them next here on Degrassi Radio.
Do you want to touch me tonight? Do you want to get me tonight? Good luck catching me tonight. I'm a bad manager.
I must confess, I'm so intrigued by how hard you try to get with me. I won't lead you on, no. Follow along now. I'm about to bring you to your knees.
You're begging, baby, please. I got what you need.
Earlier today, TVAddict.com, a TV website based in Toronto, released a little Degrassi casting information. Apparently, the casting notices are getting put out on the sly, and Degrassi is looking to cast four new characters for season 11. Now, they're going to start shooting season 11 in March, but season 11 is not going to air until sometime in July. Now, I know how people are about new characters. Some people don't like them because they want Degrassi to develop the other characters before they start bringing in new ones. Or the new thing is now that they want the new characters to be freshmen. Now, for me, I personally, it doesn't really matter to me how old they are. I don't think they necessarily need to be freshmen for them to be worth anything. The concern is that, well, if they're juniors or seniors, they're only going to be on the show for however long. Well, Degrassi now has the ability to manipulate time. So if you have a junior character, they can split up the school year by seasons. Like, 2 years is one full school year. So a character could be on the show for 4 full years. That's a really long time. And also, the freshmen, they're usually isolated in some way. They're all kind of like on their own little island. Like, I know that when Claire and Casey and Allie and Connor first came, it was sort of them by themselves doing their sort of own thing, sort of disconnected from the rest of the cast. But if you throw in cast members who are sort of sophomores and juniors, then they're right there in the middle, and there's more opportunities for interaction with other cast members as well. And that's what we have here with these brand new characters. They're all 16 and 17-year-old characters. Right now, I'm going to go over the first two characters that I want to go over, Imogene Barish and Noah Bradley. These are two characters that, based on their descriptions, don't seem very interesting, but that's just how the descriptions are written. There's no angle as to what their storylines could possibly be. Imogene Barish, 16 years old, fun, energetic, with a magnetic look and intense stare. Imogene would hate for anyone to think that she's boring, so she goes to great lengths to stand out from the crowd, aka doing things like bandaging her unwounded wrists or even posing as a homeless kid to beg for change. She puts on the airs of being an enlightened individual, but it's a ploy to manipulate those around her. She worries one day someone will discover her secret, that she's a normal kid looking for excitement in her life. Basically, to sum it up, she sounds like she's an attention whore. And the kind of storylines I'm sort of seeing for her are ones that where she's, I guess, ostracized after someone realizes that she's fake, or she's bullied or in some fashion because they realize that she's a poser, or she does something, outrageous, posing as, a sickly kid with cancer or something, and it gets her into a lot of trouble, doing something where she's faking it and it becomes a very real thing for her. Now, character number two, and out of this list, probably the most boring character on paper, Noah Bradley is a guy, age 16, a man of few words. Degrassi's new heartthrob is good with his hands and quick with a grin. Noah spends most of his free time at the cottage. After his mom died, he and his dad renovated their lake cabin in her honor. All of Noah's shirtless hard work eventually paid off, especially when girls started admiring his boyish good looks and strong physique. Let's just say Noah's made out with his share of bikini-clad Muskoka, or Muskaka girls, I apologize, Canadians, if I mispronounce that, but he never let them get in the way of the stuff he truly loves: watching sports, hanging out with friends, fishing, and camping. He's a guide's guy who doesn't play games and means what he says, all with a good dose of humor and charm. Now, from this description, he seems kind of boring. He just sounds like an all-around good guy with no trouble, really. All he wants to do is hang out. He just basically sounds like a side character, like a sidekick of some sort. Because with Drew, he's an athlete, but he loves the ladies. But Noah seems like the opposite form of a Drew, who's not really into the women. He just wants to hang out with the boys. The only storyline I'm really seeing from him is something related to his mom's death. Some sort of emotional thing going on with him there. Now, coming up next, going to get into the other two Degrassi characters that Degrassi is going to be looking to cast in 2011, Katie and Dennis. We'll talk about them next here on Degrassi Radio.
Degrassi episode title, season 3.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a night to keep, he can't hang around. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our house, father gets up late for work. Mother has to iron his shirt. Then she sends the kids to school. Sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
Simply waste a day away, then we'd say nothing would come between us. Two dreamers.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Degrassi Radio.
Degrassi is currently casting four new characters for season 11. It's going on right now, and here's two more characters for you. We've already gone over Imogene and Noah. The next character, Dennis McDonald. He's a guy, he's the oldest of these new characters. He's 17 years old, and Dennis is an overweight grade 12 student. He's self-aware, he's cynical, quick-witted, and smart. Dennis has always struggled with his weight, and as a consequence, has taken a social backseat for most of high school. In his graduating year, Dennis is ready to put himself out there and have a great time before leaving Degrassi for good. Dennis's keen ear and passion for music will bring him into a unique friendship with Sav and closer to his hidden crush, Allie. Interesting indeed. I think this might get rid of that stereotype about how Degrassi is now only looking for, I guess, pretty people for the show. I mean, there's Wesley, he's a nerdy guy. There's Connor. People don't really think of them as being hot on the show. But your slim, attractive Degrassi character, this is not going to be him, I don't think. And that's a good thing. We haven't had a bigger character. I mean, Terry was the last one, and they dealt with her weight, and she was very self-conscious about it for a while. And I thought they did a pretty good job with that. But it's interesting to see it from a male's perspective. A guy who's been self-conscious about his weight, but now he sort of wants to take his social life by the horns and get out there this final year. Now, there have been no official confirmations for characters returning to season 11. There's lots of assumptions. You can assume that, you know, Claire's going to return, et cetera, but there have been no official confirmations yet until right now. Sav and Allie, we know for 100% sure now that they're going to be coming back. It's very interesting that since Sav, he's sort of, all he really has now is Holly J and his sister Allie. So it looks like Dennis is going to be his new male BFF. And the whole Allie thing, that's kind of weird. I mean, that'll be interesting to see, not only from Dennis's perspective, how his self-consciousness works in relation to Allie, but how they're also going to take Allie's character with a guy being interested in her. Because the Allie that's involved with boys is not the Allie that I like at all. She just goes boy crazy, and she just becomes a completely ridiculous character. And now the final character, final new character, and the one I'm actually looking forward to the most is Katie Matlin. She's 16 years old, and she works hard, and she plays hard. A gifted athlete, she's been training to make the national under-17 women's soccer team. She's pretty but fresh-faced. Her years of mastering the bicycle kick are keeping her from learning how to cake on the makeup. She's driven and thorough when it comes to academics and extracurriculars. She's blunt and direct when talking to other girls, even her fun-loving BFF Marisol. But when it comes to talking to boys or about matters of the heart, she clams up. The soccer field prepared her for lots of things, but not love. Now, the first question is, I wonder who her love interest is going to be. My first immediate guess were it could be Noah, could be Drew, could be KC if things don't work out with Jenna. Marisol, it looks like she's going to be a more prominent character in season 11 than she was here in season 10. She made like an appearance or two, but that's about it. But I love, love, love the fact that they're finally creating a prominent female athlete. This isn't the episode Relax, where all of the girls just so happen to form a floor hockey team. This is a character who's passionate, very passionate about athletics. Now, before we go to break, here's one thing that I want to point out that's pretty interesting here. Normally, when new characters are a part of the show, they either just pop up out of nowhere, or they transfer to Degrassi, or they move to Toronto, and they suddenly, they're there at Degrassi. But with these new characters, at least with a couple of these new characters, especially Katie and Dennis, it's like these characters, they've already been at Degrassi for a while. And no, they don't technically, they don't exist right now, but they're bringing in characters who have grown up at Degrassi. They're not new students at the school. I think that's very cool of them, especially in Dennis's case. We're assuming he's been at Degrassi since he was a freshman, and it's just now that we're getting a look into his life when he's a senior. And there you have it, the four new characters that are coming to Degrassi this summer. How can you be the next Imogene or Katie or Dennis or Noah? I'll tell you next on Degrassi Radio.
Don't you wanna crash my party?
You're listening to Degrassi Radio.
Welcome to the brand new Degrassi characters, Katie Matlin, Dennis McDonald, Noah Bradley, and Imogene Barish. You'll be able to see them in season 11, which starts this summer. Epitome Pictures is currently casting for these four Degrassi characters. Now, how can you do that? Well, the very first thing you need to do is you need to make sure that you are a Canadian citizen. If you aren't, if you live in the U.S. and you are not a Canadian citizen, you have to be. You're not going to get one of these roles. It's like, unfortunately, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's just the way it is. Because Degrassi receives grants from the Canadian government, they have to employ Canadian citizens as their actors and as their crew. So if you live in Canada and you're an aspiring actor and you want to be on Degrassi, you might want to get yourself an agent. That way they can get in contact with the Epitome Pictures people for you to set up some sort of audition. I've got the complete information about these new Degrassi characters, as well as Degrassi casting information, how to get a hold of Epitome Pictures at DegrassiBlog.com. Also on DegrassiBlog.com, we have the official Degrassi promo pics from the new episode, When Love Takes Over. That new episode is airing this Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, only on Much Music and Teen Nick. Make sure you check out DegrassiBlog.com all this week. We're expecting video clips from the new episode and, of course, a brand new Degrassi mini marathon coming up later on this week. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time on Degrassi Radio.
Find the latest Degrassi news at DegrassiBlog.com.